The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Have a work to do, and the task ahead seems bigger than you. That's when he steps in.
When you know in your heart that God's command takes more than can be done by man, that's when he steps in.
He sees you at the point of your knees. He sees you at the point of crossing your Red Sea. In the moment you call, if you give him your all, he'll step in. He'll step in.
I can use it. If you're willing to lose it, take the little you have and make it grand. I am El Shaddai, and I'll more than supply your.
Of where you are,
that's where
he steps in.
A little boy's lunch of fish and bread is all you have for the need ahead, but that's when he steps in.
Hallelujah. Are we in church? Are you glad to be in church? I didn't hear your voice. Are you glad to be in church? Tell your neighbor standing by you. Tell your neighbor that you are standing by a very important person in case you don't know who I am. Tell him, introduce yourself to him. Tell him what an important person you are. If he dares you, prove to him how important you are by giving him $100 as for lunch. Just prove to him that you are very important. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we excited this morning? Amen. Lift up your Bibles and let's sing our song and we get in the way. Come on, let's go, ready to go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. The gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I.
Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day. This is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the joy of serving you, the privilege of knowing you and working with you. We submit ourselves to you and to your will. We ask you to have your way in every life. Teach us your way and show us your path. Be glorified in every life here today, and let your word affect and influence us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Well, it's a blessing. Yesterday, we had a fantastic play right here, isn't it? It was classic, vintage. How many of you are Christians enough and will tell me the truth that you're not able to make it yesterday? Can I see your hand? How many of you didn't make it yesterday? Wow, what a shock. Because of you, we will repeat the program. I think so. We'll find a good time. But I want to congratulate all the cast and all those who played a role. I mean, it was... A1. If I'm an examiner, I'll give you A1. And I want to particularly thank God for Pastor Kweku Samson, who is in charge of the whole section. He made it work. God bless you. And many people played amazing role. The sound people. You know, you guys, because they had 12 all nights. Yeah, every Friday for the past 12 weeks. Every night preparing, and so much went on and all that and so on. So I want to thank everybody that participated and also had sponsors from the church, sponsored the program and t-shirts and various things. I want to thank all of you for making it such a grand occasion. Amen. And it's too marvelous, and we really appreciate you. And pastors, all of you, bus people, and all the shepherds and center leaders, all of you, God bless you for working so hard and making it a beautiful occasion. Some gave their cars out for going around. So many of them and so many people helped to make it work. And may God reward you in due time. Somebody should have shouted amen. Wonderful. Well, we are blessed this morning, and I'm going to be very brief. We are back to our book, How You Can Preach Salvation. Amen. I said what? How you can preach salvation. Now, salvation is the most precious gift anybody would ever give you. Amen. Bible says that thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift, the immeasurable gift that cannot be measured, the gift that is too big to be easily spoken of. Thanks be to God for giving us his only begotten Son, and that is the unspeakable gift of salvation. Amen. So we are preaching on salvation and also teaching you how you can preach salvation. Turn your Bible with me to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. All right? And I'm reading from, let's start from verse number 1. All right? John chapter 5 from verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Would thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, saying, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Somebody say amen. Now, this is a familiar story, one of the many miracles that Jesus performed in the Bible. And Jesus still works miracles. Your amen is very feeble. Hallelujah. He's still a miracle working God. He still does miracles. He still heals the sick. He changes lives. Amen. He turns lives around. May he turn your life around today. Did you say amen? Do you believe in miracles? Push your neighbor and ask him, "Do you believe in miracles?" If I push him until he falls down, ask him, "Do you believe in miracles?" Hallelujah. He still does miracles. Because Bible says, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He's alive, and he still works miracles. Amen. So in this story, and I'm going to be short, I'm going to end, and then we have other meetings, because some of you are not very good Christians. If I preach too long, you may go home and watch the World Cup. So I need to finish early. What a shock. Hallelujah. So the few things that we need to note here in this chapter. By the way, the dancing stars were fantastic yesterday too. Classic. I tell you. All right. So I just want to give you a few points. If you have the book, it's page 464. But I'm going to just run through like I usually do. And I'm going to preach very good like I usually do. And you'll be blessed. Number one, you see that Jesus visited a place where there were a lot of sick people. But he healed only one. You know, how many of you have wondered why we don't see everybody being healed at the same time? Have you wondered before? That why doesn't Jesus heal everybody? Why doesn't he, walk to Kolebu and discharge from ward to ward and discharge everybody? But Jesus, on several occasions, we see him go to a place and touch people. And so many people are there. Some receive a miracle. Some receive a miracle. Now, I want to tell you something. You've got to have faith in God. Somebody say amen. God does his work as he desires. But what to prompt, what will, as it were, bring up your issue is your faith in God. Somebody say amen. We don't understand the mystery of why God heals some people and doesn't heal some people. But for you, you must have faith in God that God will touch my life. May God touch your life in Jesus' name. Are you there? The next point I want you to see is the fact the Bible says, in verse 19, we're going on, we come back to the earlier verses. Verse 19 of the end of John chapter 5. Do you have the NIV here? It said, Jesus gave an answer, said, "Verily, truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." Amen. So what the Bible is making us do is that Jesus does only what he sees his Father doing. Can I have an amen? Those of you coming, are you coming to church? Wow, welcome. All right. So Jesus does only what he sees his Father doing. So don't be discouraged. If it is like, this person is healed, this person is not being healed. Jesus is there doing what his Father is doing. But I believe that your turn is coming. I said your turn is coming. Push it and tell your neighbor, your turn is coming. Hallelujah. Now let's quickly see this beautiful story again. The Bible says that the man had been there for a long time, 38 years. This is how long this man has been lying by the pool. You know, there's no problem that is too old for God to change. There's no condition that is so old that this thing has been there. It's an ancient deity. Nothing can be done about it. Not with God. I said not with God. There's no problem, no condition that has been there for so long that this one, nobody can touch it. Doctors may write you off. Friends may say there's no hope. But the God I serve, he's a miracle working God. Lift your hand and say, I believe it. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? So the Bible says, verse 5 of John chapter 5, and a certain man has been there which had an infirmity 38 years. Yes. This man's sickness is older than all of you Christians, your ages. Not the sickness, not your, you know, your age. You are younger than a man's sickness. What a shock. 38 years. That's how long he had this problem. Some of you have problems for 3 years and you're already getting discouraged. That means that even before Jesus was born, the man had a problem. What a shock. Are you still here? No, I'm serious. This man had 38 years. I wonder why some of you, 2 years of an issue, you feel that God cannot solve it. 5 years, God cannot solve it. If God can text somebody with an infirmity 38 years, yours is cocoa. Yeah. Amen. May God step into your life. I said, may God step into your life. May God change your situation. Shout amen, somebody. Do you believe it? Do you believe the miracle working Jesus I'm talking about? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Right. Now the Bible tells us, verse 6. He says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Amen. So the question is, do you believe God can change your situation? I'm asking you a question. Do you believe that God can change your status? Do you believe that God can change your level? Do you believe God can change your situation? So Jesus saw the man there and he asked the man, do you want to be made whole? Maybe the man just wanted money, not wholeness. What a shock. Maybe the man wanted something else. So just give me food and let me go. So Jesus wanted to be sure that he really wanted a miracle. Do you want a miracle? Do you believe in miracles? May God step into our life. Did you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Man, the question, look at verse 7. And the Bible says, the impotent man answered and said, say, I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. You see, that is the phrase I need you to remember today. The man said, sir, I have no man. Now, that is a very interesting statement. By all means, the man had parents. Maybe the parents were dead. Maybe the man was once married. But after your wife has visited you for 38 years, she will get tired. I know a man who went to prison, and after 3 years, his wife sent a letter to him that I'll divorce you, and the wife married his best friend. It's a real story. What a shock. I mean, perhaps the man had children, but his children were tired of every day carrying agidi, and lice soup to Kolebu. Every day, agidi and lice, every day. At a point, the children were also fed up. It's like, no, I cannot carry on. We also have our lives to live. You see, many people think that when you have a problem, everybody will settle down until your problem is solved. But that is a lie. I can't stop telling you that life is not like a soccer match. That when you get injured, they'll blow the whistle for the match to stop, and then you are treated or taken off the field. As for life, when you get injured, people will even walk on you and carry on with their life. So don't wait for anybody to blow your whistle. Pull yourself together. Believe God and let God do new things in your life. Shout amen, somebody. Nobody will blow a whistle for you. That is life. Life is not a soccer match. People, you think that when something happens to you, everybody, see, have you ever gone to funerals and realized that, you see, in every funeral, only about 10 people are sad. Everybody else is eating, they are very happy. And they'll come and cry small. When they turn around, no, they're eating their fufu, banku, very, very happy. Yes. Some people even get girlfriends and boyfriends at the funeral ground. You think that everybody is sad. They came only to mark register. Am I not speaking the truth? Yeah. You just go, but actually, you are not as sad as everybody thinks you are, or the person who is bereaved thinks you are. So you see, life will not come to a halt because of your problem. Nobody will sit there and wait for your problem to be solved. You see, so this man, what had happened is that he had been sitting by the place for 38 years waiting for somebody to carry him into the, because angels will come and then they stir the water and then they turn for miracle. But his wife wasn't there. No relative was around the man anymore. And so the man will be crawling towards the water, but somebody will carry his child, his wife, her husband, carry them into the water, and the man then has to retreat. And he's done the journey, trying to get there so often, so many times, he was now tired. And Jesus asked the man, do you want to make the man's answer? Yes, I have no man. How many of you are still in church? You see, in life, it depends on who is on your side. It depends on who you have with you. I'm telling you, life without anybody is a very difficult life. Life without help. Life without anybody to hold your hand. Because everybody needs somebody. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Everybody needs a friend. Somebody you can trust. Somebody can count on. Somebody can who believes in you. Somebody will hold you. Somebody to encourage you. Everybody needs somebody. I'm preaching. Are you still there? Not money, but somebody. Because money cannot even answer everything. The Bible says, you need somebody you can trust. Somebody you can lean on. Somebody you can trust. So you can depend on. Everybody needs somebody in his life. The man said, if I can get someone to carry me, give me a little push, things may change. Give me some, a phone. Sometimes a phone call can change a person's life. You are there, your phone, you wish that somebody can call and just speak a word to you. Sometimes you can get discouraged. Sometimes you can feel down. Sometimes you can get depressed out of a situation. You wonder, whom can I call? Because everybody is tired of your problem. I'm preaching. Are you still here? You want to just hear a word from somebody that will make a difference in your life. Everybody needs somebody. I'm preaching. Are you still there? The man said, I have no man. That's what the man said. I want to be well. But I don't have anybody to give me a push, pull me along, encourage me, speak a word to me, support me, smile at me, hug me. I have, you know, I read one time in a magazine how some people are so lonely that they go to places and they pay to be hugged. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You go to a place, you pay $50 for you. Agatha, can you come? So, if, for example, if she's sad, she doesn't have anybody at all in life, and then she'll go and pay $50, and somebody that she doesn't know from Adam will hug her. Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, okay? Oh, you'll be fine. Hey, if it is hug, every hug is $50, by now I would have built 5 houses. Are you still there? Because every day I'm hugging you free of charge. You don't, have you given you money before? Just a hug is $50. Somebody get up and hug your neighbor without collecting money. Hug 3 people. Hug them free of charge. Don't collect money from the person. I said, be nice to somebody. Hug the person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Hug the person without charging. Don't charge for the hug. I said, don't charge for the hug. It's free of charge. That is the side effect of belonging to a church like this. Hallelujah. There's a song we sing. Pastor Kuku, I need you. You need me.
We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need heart's burning. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Oh, I pray for you, and you pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you, and you pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Once again, hello. Once again, tell your neighbor, you are important to me. No, tell him like you mean. You are very important to me. I need you to survive. Tell him, I pray for you. And you pray for me. I need you to survive. Clap your hands for the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We need one another. So when I read that, the man said, I have no man. It's a phrase that breaks my heart. Some of you are sitting here, you are from Nigeria. Are you not from Nigeria? Yes. You see, in a church like this, you might decide that I will belong. Because this is not a church for Nigerians or Ghanaians or Ewes or Asantes. It's a church for everybody who believes in Jesus and who loves Jesus. Shout yes, somebody. May you belong. I said, may you belong. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still here? You know, I always remember this experience I had several years ago, and I'm not proud of it. You know, when I had finished preaching, I think years back at the Kodesh, and I preached powerfully like I always do. Are you there? Now, when I finished preaching, I was standing with friends, and we were all by the stage. Bishop Adi and Cole were chatting, drinking Coca-Cola, Fanta, and all that and so on. And somebody patted me on the back. And I turned. And I saw this ragamuffin rascal. When I looked at him from top to bottom, I saw that he's a rascal. I mean, it didn't look interesting. Because I was wearing my beautiful silk jacket. Are you there? Yes. Custom made. And beautiful, I mean, and all my friends were dressed. But when I look at this guy, he didn't look like he fitted amongst us. It's not our type of person. So I told him, wait. But when I saw him, my immediate conclusion was that this man wants money. So I said, wait. By the way, let me say this also. This church is not a begging ground. It's not a place where you come and beg and help the people around. We don't do that. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? I'll go home. Anyway, so this guy touched, and then I told him to wait. Then he sat down. Now, after, I forgot about him. After 10 minutes, this guy tapped me on the back again. Hello, pastor. Then I said, what is the problem? I said, wait. Then he sat down. I kept on talking. After about 10 minutes, I think I forgot again about him. This time, he didn't touch me. Actually, he gave me some blow on the back. Pastor, then I really got irritated. I didn't make him talk again. I put my hand in my pocket and took some 5 cedis or something like that in those days, I mean, something, and I said, take it and go. Now, when I took the money and stretched my hand to give to him, to my amazement, he put his hand back. He said, no, I don't need money. Then he put his hand in his pocket and took some money. I said, I have money. I don't need money. Then I got interested. I got a little startled and I wondered, then what does he want? I said, so what is your problem? He said, sir, it's a long time I went to church. I was passing by when I saw so many people coming here. And I said, let me just walk into the church. And I came and sat at the back. And he said, when I sat at the back end, I heard you preach. And he said, I've not heard anybody preach like this before. And he said, I'm so lonely, I'm so friendly, I don't have any friend. So all I want to ask you is that, can I be your friend? That's all he wanted for me. He didn't want to die. All he wanted is somebody to be interested in him. Somebody that he can call a friend. That's what he said. He said, I don't want money. That's not why I came. He said, I'm so lonely. I'm a lonely man. I woke up and today I just came. I don't know why I came here. But when I heard you preach, I felt that you can be my friend. So I'm asking you, can I be your friend? I felt so ashamed of myself. I preached. People have stood and shouted and clapped. I've been heard as a great pastor. But there was somebody sitting in the church who was saying, I have no man. I don't have anybody who's interested in my life. Nobody wants to know me. Nobody's interested, wants to know my food. Many times we see people come to church in and out. We talk amongst ourselves. We are in our own groups. But nobody goes and shows interest in some quiet-looking poor person sitting at the corner. Who all he wants is somebody who will take his number and call and say, how are you doing? Just a text message, a WhatsApp to say, I'm thinking about praying for you. The man said, I have no man. Are you still there? The man said, the reason why I'm in this state, not that I enjoy where I am, but I don't have anybody. I'm telling you. How many of you are still here? I have to be ending now. I felt so ashamed. I didn't know what to say anymore. Because it was too late for me to now act nice. I pray that anybody who walks in this church will find a home that they can belong to. Some of you, even on the row you sit, you can't say hello to the one sitting by you. When they say turn to your neighbor, the way your face is, your face is like the book of Lamentations. What a shock. I mean, everybody on your road is afraid of you. When they say, touch them and say hi. Say, like a white lion. May God deliver you from friends like that. Somebody shout amen. Everybody needs somebody. Can I have an amen again? Are you still here? So let's carry on and finish this one as I wrap up the service. Look, you may not have any man, but God is on your side. Everybody had left the man, but Jesus was interested. I want to tell everybody here that Jesus is particularly interested in you. That is why, you see, from verse 1, he had gone for a party. He had gone for a feast. In John chapter 5, verse 1, Bible says that after this, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. So there was a party. But Jesus sneaked. I've been to Jerusalem four times. I've been to this temple where the temple was. I've been to this sheep market. You will see how where the people, the impotent for the place they call Bethesda. You will see how close it was to the church. Close to the temple. So people will go there, go to church and have all the party. But Jesus sneaked. When everybody was enjoying and having fun, just remember that behind the church, there are some impotent people who need some love. Behind everything, after all the smiles, there are people who need some love. So Jesus sneaked out of them
and went to where the guys were and then began to minister to this man who has been there for 38 years. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Isn't it interesting that after the man has been healed, Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Suddenly, people rather began to be interested in the man. You see, people would like to see you in a bad state. That is why your funeral will be more popular than your wedding. Many more people come for your funeral than your wedding. I'm telling you, because people prefer to mourn than to rejoice with you. I tell you. And you're like, watch. Every funeral is large. Marriages are small. You see, because Bible says that after the man was delivered and began to walk around, people began to confront him and say, why are you walking on it? Why are you, who healed you on the Sabbath day? Why should they prefer the man to sit in the squalor, sit in the sickness and the condition than for him to walk in around? They are now complaining that man is walking on the Sabbath day. That is their problem. Their problem was that it's a Sabbath day, and so you should still be sitting in your poverty, in your situation, and your life should not change. Rather than rejoicing with the man, they were angry that the man was walking on a Sabbath day, carrying his bed. Hypocrites. Hypocrites. They pretended they know the law of God, but the law says that don't carry your bed on a Sabbath day. Meanwhile, the man had been sick for 38 years. Nobody minded him. Now they were talking to him. I see God changing your state. I see God taking you to a new level. Somebody shout amen. And the man's reply to the people that came, he said that the one who told me to get up and walk, the same said, carry your bed. If I had anybody to talk to, go and talk to Jesus. The one who cared about me said, carry your bed and keep walking. I pray that Jesus will do a miracle in your life, take your life and change your life forever. Shout amen. Somebody shout amen. Are you still here? Somebody loves you. Somebody cares about you. Somebody's interested in your life. Somebody wants your welfare. Somebody wants you to do well. And by the grace of God, you will do well. I didn't hear your amen well. Somebody wants you to get married. Somebody wants you to be happy in your marriage. Somebody wants you to have children. Somebody wants you to have a good job. Somebody wants you to be saved. Somebody is interested in you. His name is Jesus. I say his name is Jesus. May Jesus do a new thing in your life. May he perform a miracle in your life. May he turn your life around. May he make you a different person altogether. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you came from today. But today I came to tell you that everybody may ignore you, but Jesus will never ignore you. He will never ignore you. He cares about you. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows where you stand. He knows what you are going through. And he told me to tell you that your status will change. Your life will change. He told me to tell you that it's about to touch your life and your life will never be the same again. Shout yes, somebody. I came to you this morning. You are the reason for this service. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and say, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason for this service. Hallelujah. I don't know where you are. I don't know who. I don't know what you are going through. But somebody knows how long you have suffered. He knows how long you have been there. 38 years. Jesus walked right to the man. I see Jesus walking right to where you are. Right where you are. As young and as old as you are. He's going to make a difference in your life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Clap your hands for the Lord. He knows
my name.
He knows
my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows my every thought. He knows my every. cause. Oh, 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 I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. In his hands,
I have a father.
Oh, I have a father.
He calls me his own.
He calls me his own.
Oh no,
you never.
I want to pray with you here. Somebody invited you to come to church and you came, but you feel far away from God. You know that you don't have a personal relationship with Him. You want to say, Bishop, this afternoon I want you to pray for me. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. You want to say, Bishop, today, this Sunday afternoon, I know I'm far away from God, but I want to come to this Jesus who cares about me more than my father and my mother. I want to come to this Jesus who is interested in me, who doesn't want my life to go waste. For 38 years, the man had been static. But when he met Jesus, things changed in his life. Today, your life will change. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you're here right now, you want to say, Bishop, pray for me. I want Jesus to come into my life. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. God bless you. Lift it higher, high. Lift your hand high. I want to pray with you here today. When you say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. I want my name to be written in heaven. I want Jesus to be my Savior and my Lord. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for every hand lifted up. I pray for mercy. I pray for your intervention. I pray for your hand of blessing in our lives. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me right here. I want to pray for you specially.
Oh, He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He knows, He knows,
me, every one of us here, lift your two hands with me, and let's all say this prayer. The whole church, join us, and let's say it together. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I need you in my life.
I need you in my life.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I've made many mistakes. But today,
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child. I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will trust in you.
The rest of my life.
Please, Jesus.
Receive me.
Just as I am.
Jesus.
Make me your child.
I promise to follow you.
I promise to walk with you. The rest of my days.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
From today.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
From today.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
For receiving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. I bless God for all of you, for your lives. Amen. It's the beginning of a journey with Jesus. You, like Liverpool says, you never walk alone. But the real one is the word of God. Amen. You will never walk alone.
Amen.
Jesus will be the Lord of your life.
Amen.
And you'll save him the rest of your days. Amen. We want to also take your number, take your names, so we can pray with you and stand with you in every area. So I want you just for three, 4 minutes, I want you to follow our pastors who are on this side. They're going to take your details and you'll come back in the next 5 minutes or 3 minutes. So can you kindly go this way? Clap your hands for all these wonderful people. Oh, go ahead and clap your hands.
My name.
Become static. This man has been at the same place for 38 years. No progress. Maybe it's your marriage, your business, your finances. Your life has become static. I want you to stand where you are. Lift your two hands and let me pray with you. That God will release you to a new day.
Yes.
Things have become static. You have been at the same... your life has stagnated. You don't seem to see progress in many areas that you expect. Lift your two hands and let me pray with you. Father, we lift our hands to you today.
Yes, Lord.
Any area that we have our lives that become stagnant and static,
yes,
may they come a release of your power.
Amen.
Release us to a new level.
Yes, Lord.
Open fresh doors on our behalf.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give us fresh opportunities.
Amen.
I pray for your children.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for your children.
Yes, Lord.
Let there come visible progress.
Amen.
Visible progress.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every chain that has held us.
Yes.
That has bound us.
Yes.
We break the chain.
Amen.
We break the chain.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Release that to prosperity.
Yes.
Release that to your blessing.
Amen.
Release that to a new day.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May you be free from every prison.
Yes, Lord.
Be free from every horn of
yes,
the enemy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Be free from every chain.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak to your future.
Yes, Lord.
I speak to your future.
Yes, Lord.
May you see the blessing of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
May you see progress.
Amen.
May you see the hand of God
yes.
in your life.
Amen.
May God take it to a higher level.
Yes.
A new level.
Yes.
A place of blessing.
Yes.
A place of favor.
Amen.
A place of glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your life never be the same again.
Yes.
May your life never be the same again.
Amen.
May your business never be the same again.
Amen.
May your finances change.
Yes.
May God lift you higher.
Amen.
And lift you higher.
Yes, Lord.
And lift you higher.
Yes, Lord.
And lift you higher.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless your children.
Yes.
And be gracious to us.
Receive it.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you.
Bless you.
And we honor you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.